call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Kia ora, Rachel. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. And nice that we can get a hold of you today. We were worried last week. We're like, where is she?
Yes,
stuck in the outback.
Stuck in the outback. About 5 hours away from any major city.
Oh, my goodness. Australia is such a huge place. I always forget how big.
Yeah, this place was sort of the central town for a section that was about the size of the Ukraine.
Oh, my goodness.
Kind of an interesting place to be.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us this week. I see that councils across the country in Australia are set to give up on recycling programs because they're too expensive.
Yeah, recycling's kind of been a big issue this week because China has decided that they're no longer going to take our recycling and dispose of it over there because essentially, we've gotten a bit lazy and they've decided that our recycling that we've been giving them is too contaminated.
Right. When did they decide that? Because that was a topic of discussion a while ago, wasn't it? That China had, or maybe that they were planning on changing their imports of recycling.
Yeah, I guess it's sort of the impact of that is really affecting us now. I think we've had our first council start to just send all the recycling to landfill from Queensland about a month ago, and they're sort of saying that things are kind of becoming a bit untenable and that councils all around the country should potentially start following suit unless we can come up with a different alternative.
And it's such a hot topic right now, especially as in New Zealand and Australia, a lot of supermarkets, probably because they're both owned by the same companies, are the ones in Australia and New Zealand, are looking at banning plastic bags in the supermarkets. Is that something we need to see happen really quickly?
Yeah, I mean, I live in South Australia and we've actually had this in place for quite a while. So in South Australia, it's just the norm that you own a sort of set of canvas bags and you take them every week to the supermarket and you basically only ever get plastic bags for your vegetables. But we're sort of seeing, I think Victoria has picked that up in the past couple of weeks, and there's a big campaign to get New Zealand on board.
Absolutely.
If you want a plastic bag, you have to pay about 15 cents for it, and it just kind of makes sure that people think a little bit more before they just take another plastic bag.
I mean, is there going to be, obviously plastic bags are a huge thing, but things like straws and recyclable bottles, coffee cups, you know, things like that, is there going to be more action or efforts towards reducing the amount of usage there if Australia can't keep up with the recycling that they've got?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've seen one of the councils in Hobart has actually put a lot of effort into having their entire region just think a little bit more about things like coffee cups and things like straws. We've only really started talking about the damage that straws do very recently, but I'm sure that as it becomes more of an issue, we'll see people sort of turn to alternatives for some of the things that we use day to day without even thinking about.
Oh, I hope they do too, because it's so important, isn't it? And just such a quick fix. Well, you know, I mean, it's not, but in terms of just having a recyclable coffee cup, a reusable coffee cup, sorry, to minimise about however many coffees you have in a week of coffee cups is just, it seems like such an easy thing to do, but yeah, something that we all need to do. Obviously, kind of in line with that that green idea, the Australian political party, the Greens, wants Australia to legalise marijuana for recreational use.
Yeah, so the Greens are sort of the third biggest player in Australian politics. They're our sort of left-wing party, and they've come out this week with a policy that would see Australia completely legalise marijuana, not just for medical use, but for recreational use as well. Which is a bit of a change from how we've been talking about marijuana in this country, because it's only ever really been discussed as something that you need if you need pain relief for a chronic medical condition. And they've sort of just gone straight out with the legalise it for recreational use.
So a little bit of context around that at the moment, because I think it's quite different in New Zealand, but at the moment in Australia, marijuana is decriminalised?
It's only decriminalised in some states. So it's one of those things where they kind of use discretion for some users of it, whether it's justified that they're using it for a medical condition. But you still have to put so much effort into obtaining the marijuana, and I'd imagine a lot of people would need to obtain it illegally because there's no legal sale of it.
Right, and so the proposal would still see the government control the sale of the drug and potentially make quite a lot of money off it.
Yeah, so quite similarly to the way that we work with cigarette sales, they would be sort of controlling the market and taxing it very heavily, so they would end up with a lot of tax revenue out of it, a better way to sort of control the industry, and also funds that they could then direct to drug education programs and sort of, I guess, battling the health problems that come with drug use in Australia.
Right. Wow. And finally, a prominent rugby player is under fire for controversial comments that he made on Instagram about homosexuality. That's been a huge topic over here as well. But tell us a little bit more about that, because I'm sure in Australia that is huge.
Yeah, I thought that might have reached you guys. Mm-hmm. Basically, he was asked on Instagram, because he's quite prominently from a Mormon background, he was asked what he thought God's plan for gay people was. And he replied, with hell, unless they repent of their sins and turn to God, which upset quite a lot of people because I guess we've sort of just come out of the postal vote on marriage equality and we're sort of starting to heal, I guess, from having so much homophobia and so much stuff against gay marriage being thrown out there in the public sphere. And this has sort of brought it all up again, I guess.
So do you think that the kind of public feeling is that he was coming from a homophobic stance?
Well, it's we know that we're sort of split about 60-40 on the issue, and I'd imagine there'd be about 60% of the country who thinks it comes from homophobia and 40% who are very happy with him for what they perceive as sticking up for his religion. We've had our treasurer come out and say that he's a good man for making a stand for what he believes in. But at the same time, rugby union which he plays for is a very pro gay rights league, because they have openly gay players, they have openly gay umpires, and they've been pretty confident with making a stand for gay rights. So they're not very happy with him.
Yeah, I was going to say, how have they kind of publicly reacted to the comment?
Well, I think they've really tried to downplay it. They've said that they're very disappointed, and they think that Israel Folau, who's the guy who's made these comments, is a sort of outstanding role model. He's from Tongan descent, so they think he's a role model for the Polynesian community, and I guess they're really hoping to downplay it. Mm. But he's come out with this article on a sort of sport player website that said that he's doubling down on the comments, he stands by them, and if they don't want him to hold those comments, then he's happy to quit rugby in support of them.
I believe I read what you're talking about, the kind of open letter he wrote to the public after those comments, because it was just so much backlash to it. And it's difficult coming from, you know, when you see comments like that, and like you say, you've just had the postal vote, and there's a kind of big push in what we see as, you know, a really the right direction, and then something like this comes out, and I think from a place of him wanting to, like you say, stand up for what he believes in, but also maybe not going about it the right way, because absolutely, I think it gives a really bad name to a community as well that probably doesn't necessarily believe the same thing. So it's very interesting. Very, very interesting topic of conversation, I'm sure, for New Zealand and Australia, who are huge rugby fans.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and we will have lots to chat about again next week, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure too.
See ya.
Bye.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.